So the pencil process works a little bit differently when you're dealing with a team. So I had a client not long ago who we were getting back channeling that this client had a team that didn't really respect the client, the leader who was my client. They were struggling with him. He was too bossy. He wasn't listening very well. There was all kinds of issues going on. And so I got to kind of wind of this and began to share with him, look, you know, there's back channeling. He had heard there was back channeling and was relaying it to me. He's like, I don't understand what's going on. And so I said, we're going to walk you through a process to try to clear some of the back channeling. And this is the pencil process that I just walked you through. But in the case of a leader who has more power, where there's team members who aren't talking honestly with him, he or she would need to run the process with just a slight nuance. And here's the nuance. There are four steps to that nuance. The first one is this. The leader, in this case, my client, he needs to give permission for people to be honest. So this is where he would need to state openly, look, I want to run a process. I don't feel like things are working quite the way that I want them to. I don't know if you guys are satisfied. I'm not satisfied with how I'm coming across. I'd like to work that out together. And if you would, I want your engagement in this. And here's what I really need from you in order to achieve this. I need your honesty. And I want you to know you have lots of freedom to be honest. Now, that's okay to do. It's a necessary thing to do. It may not even work. So it's possible that if you have enough bad blood that you don't even know about, people still won't be honest with you. So one of the things you can do is you can reach out to a team member who you really do trust, who you feel like you've got good rapport with, and you can ask them, hey, look, if I were to run this process in this way, what's the best way for me to get the most honest feedback? And would I get honest feedback? And let them give you some counsel on that. So that's the first step. The second thing you need to know if you're going to run this process when you have the power is this. Two, you got to set clear boundaries. Here's what I mean by setting clear boundaries and making them explicit for people. It really respects and honors them. This is where you say, look, I want to go through a process where I set at your expectations of me and I ask your expectations that I can expect of you. We're going to do a process where I'm going to make some offers and I'm going to make some requests and I want you to do the same. I want you to offer some things to me that you think I should expect of you as a team, and I want you to ask some things of me so that I'm really clear on what I should be bringing. But I want you to know there are a couple of things that are just non-negotiables for me. So as a leader, there are going to be a few things that because they're hired to work for you, they're just going to have to do whether they like it or think it's smart or not or enjoy it. And your job is to get really clear on a couple of those things. Name them. Here are some things that I know I bring, whether you like it or not, this is what I am. And here are some things that I know I need, whether you like it or not. This is what's going to happen. Having said that, let me bracket that, set that aside. Now I'm going to make some offers and requests, and I want you to do the same, that are negotiable, that are not kind of deal breakers, right? So let's go through that. So the next step that you got to do is the leader always goes first. The leader shares and presents the ideas and then leaves the room. So the leader will put together their offer and ask document, present it to the team, and say, any clarifying questions, anything else that wasn't understood in all of this, let me leave the room and let you guys discuss how you'd like to respond to this. And then, before I come back in, I want you guys to develop your joint asks and offers. Not so much individuals, but jointly as a team, what should I expect of you? What are you going to be offering me? And what do you want to ask of me? What should you expect of me? What do you want to expect of me? Let's make that really clear. And then last, the leader will go in and the team will present their offers and asks back to the leader. And then you'll begin to map out the agreement. So here you might put it on a board and you say, here are the things we agree to. Here they are on various issues. These agreements will form our understanding of how we're going to work together, what we expect of each other. And again, in 90 days, we'll revisit because we may have a new team member or maybe some of the things that were here are no longer relevant. And so we want to keep evolving. And so that's how you would run the pencil process. If you had an imbalance of power, you would respect openly that there were differences. Now, when I had my client run this, he had great results. People really showed up in a new way. They had a lot more clarity and alignment, and his working relationships flourished. And in fact, they went on to have quite a lot of success, pretty much on the heels of that conversation. It was pretty amazing. So in the next video, I'm going to introduce you to, that's the end of the pencil process. I'm going to show you what I call the zipper conversation that will be about alignment between two people. That's next.